Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming Plays Reverberations. Michael Bay lens flare. Fuck that up. Michael Bay lens flare. I'm here with Joe, who is my resident wrangler.
I consider all them gonna lasso up all them wobs.
Brad is here as well, the resident Foley on the ding 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 cowbell.
Oh, sweet. Hello.
And Dace, you get a weapon of choice. So you get it. Yeah, what do you want? What do you want to be when you grow older?
Railgun.
Yes. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, yeah, that's much better. You're all hired. We are back after a very short break since the last one. We got this whole story fresh in our heads, and we decided to double up and double down. That's what I say.
Yeah, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that one of us was, as again, the international courts have called up to one of us, and he has to flee.
Joe, you know how information propagates these days, and you just keep repeating these shenanigans. I'm gonna find myself in front of some people. I'm gonna be like, it was just a podcast.
You're gonna end up you're gonna end up at the Hague, and they're gonna be like, "We don't know why you're here, but we keep hearing that you're supposed to be here.
You're on the list, and you've got a time slot. What state your case? State your case. Slot.
Is that how do you take a number?
Yeah, and they're just like, bureaucracy works.
Number 38.
Oh, that's me. Yes. Yeah. So no, we decided because I'm traveling next week, and I think we should continue this. And I was thinking about this a little bit. I'm going to do my best to get you guys through this, through the story, like to progress. But I'm going to try my best as well to not do that thing that bad movies and series do where they rush it and everything falls apart and it just doesn't become fun because we're trying to finish it. So I'm going to try strike that balance. You guys try and let character development and banter trump progress as much as possible.
Fair.
Thanks, because I really like this alley. I love this place.
Oh, jeez. You know, like, I went back and I listened to it. And it was just... It was kind of funny, but it does... And I mean, we already talked about this a little bit in the sanity check of, like, how do you keep a story going when the mechanics are kind of standing in the way?
You play a different game.
You stop.
Just quit.
And let's go get a drink, play a game of pool, see what happens. Maybe go to a casino.
You're talking about, like, you're, like, offloading all of your unluckiness into another, like, game.
Well, I was just talking about abandoning the plot line. And,
okay.
Start switching. A vacuum shop or something.
Like as with Finnegan, Louis, and Walt.
Yeah.
They can go in together in real estate.
One note. Exactly. John, do you still have the same mic? Or are you just using a different mic today?
It should be the same one.
Sounds like it's coming through your computer mic instead of the Rhodes.
How about now?
Oh, better. Yes.
Much better. Good catch, Brad.
Better.
Make sure to change your recording audio.
I'll check the recording, but yeah, thanks for that.
Tech stuff.
So yeah, what are we going to do? What are we doing today? What's on the radar?
Are you meaning in general or game-wise? Because usually you tell us when the banter's over.
You know what? Dealer's choice. I'm keeping it freeform today.
Okay.
You get to choose your own Foley sound. You get to choose your own adventure. You get to.
What if we banter as the characters?
Duck noises.
Again, that will not pick up on the recording. Well, you know, like there was. I'd like to ask you this. This is about the game, but it's still kind of external.
I'm not taking questions at the moment.
Okay.
It's completely whatever.
Yeah.
Just no question.
Well, John,
go ahead.
Okay, so there was a bit I was listening back, and there's this bit in the last episode we did where we were interrogating Rufy in the thing, and there's the bit where I thought it'd be funny, like the kind of heavy-handed federal agents who come in and Louis unplugs the camera.
You made some choices,
I made some choices, and then he fucking exploded in that room, and there was no camera. And it was funny because I listened
to that. The darndest
and
thing.
I listened to it, and when I said that, yeah, Louis goes over there and unplugs his camera, you did this laugh. That was like... you had this little chuckle like, oh, yeah, you are. Like, but here's the thing. I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, but in this kind of story, I feel like if the camera was there, I feel like I'd been like, well, what did the camera see? It's what, like, oh, the camera had an error. Like, and so it's like...
Who knows?
There's also something weird with electronics when this... event, this explosion happens.
Ooh, you're right.
So probably just would have shorted out or some delta green bullshit like that.
Right. The chair flew up and hit the camera.
Yeah.
Who's to know? Who's to say even?
Who's to know? Could anyone of the four of us actually know? I think no.
Maybe one. Maybe one would. One could.
Maybe one. Maybe it's Jean.
I've also realized that a lot of this is kind of like dreams. You know, it's like dream. Confabulation where you're just almost making up reasons for the dream, or you're making up some kind of attachment and why that happened, and when you wake up from a dream, like that dream in real time has only been a minute or like 2 seconds long, but it feels like the whole thing, and then you wake up and your brain's like, okay, I need to make sense of this nonsense, so it makes a story. A lot of this is that.
Is that how it feels for you?
That's how my life feels.
Wow. Ah.
Okay. You want to talk about that sometime offline? Or
banter over! And we go onwards.
Yeah, no, I get it. It is the... when you're doing... You know, and I think I make a lot of comparisons between like traditional RPGs and then like kind of like a Delta Greeny Call of Cthulhu-y kind of thing, which, I mean, at this point in time, like, Call of Cthulhu is definitely a traditional RPG at this point. It's definitely mainstream. I think I make a lot of comparisons about, like, you know, oh, well, like, you know, it feels like this is so much more open, but, you know, those are so much more on rails. And it's like, you can definitely run a D&D game and have it be very open and have, you know, a few set pieces that are available and that the players get to kind of choose where they go in what order, and that you kind of have to that you can jive as the DM. But it's like it's really not that different, but I think what you're experiencing is the definite what the fuck have my players done? Why have they done it this way? Are they bad people?
Why?
Am I making poor choices
for friends?
This is less on rails and more like somebody took a fucking oxyacetylene torch, cut the rails, and the train came by and just fucking exploded because it's a train wreck. That's what I call this, a train wreck.
And it's just so beautiful to watch.
I laughed so hard when I went back and I listened to the bit where Finnegan... where we go into the alleyway and Finnegan is just in the trash, like in the dumpster with his legs sticking out of the dumpster because he's trash. Like, oh god.
All right, let's do a bit of a recap. No, let's get going. Let's fucking do it. I'll try and remember my best. I did not listen back to it because I did not have the synthesized audio, but I think I have my memory part of it. We found ourselves last time with our delightful protagonist, plus one protagonist, Mr. Walter W. Williams.
Our two delightful protagonists, and a third
and
one.
Then this other guy comes in. You met Walter. He is assigned to you to try and help you make some progress on the case. Honestly, I think he's doing a great job. Yeah. You guys are going nowhere. Walter's got some brains, okay? Best recognized. But despite that, you guys didn't really do very much.
How dare you?
I think we found ourselves. I'll just cut to the end part, and the rest is recapped already. The end part, after explorations in the Southeast Asia town in discovering these lovely characters and being reminded a little bit about the importance of flat surfaces and weird things about the Liao and the Black Lotus and all these weird disparate ideas that the Chao Chao seem to imbue upon you. You find yourselves at the station. You decided to finally try and find High Sally, or you try to find High Sally for a good while. You just got bad rolls. You can find High Sally. Our good friend Louis speaks to his contact Little Louis, who now finds himself on a list.
Yeah.
After telling Louis to sarcastically, just go to the station, find High Sally, and I think Louis wasn't so impressed about that. So his list is getting longer and longer. You guys find yourself at the station. You checked in. You have jurisdiction over the case. You speak to Rufy, Bad Luke Rufy, who seems to be some kind of a mid-level drug dealer. But upon examination, there didn't seem to be anything strange about him. It seemed to be like he was on something. You gleaned at that time that it was probably heroin. But who knows? Who knows, really? So you left Bad Luke after pretty much coming up empty, after some mild human rights abuses in interrogating him, doing an undocumented orifice check.
Is that canon?
Unscheduled.
He's a doctor.
That happened, man. Okay. That happened.
All right. Oh,
this poor guy, after experiencing all of this, you hear back from the station manager. He says he heard screams. There was screaming after, but he just thought you guys were still in there. But as he went back in, the room was demolished in exactly the same way that those other rooms have been demolished. Fragments, no fragments, but just an absolutely wrecked area with no trace of what the hell went wrong.
Yeah.
But you did find a little matchstick, a matchbox full of matchsticks pointing to Excelsior Hotel. You guys went over to Excelsior Hotel. You approached it very cautiously. You discovered there were a lot of cameras for this hotel. But funny thing, when chatting to the front desk lady, they've only got one camera on record. And that's monitoring the back room, where they, I guess, have some petty cash.
It's also worth noting that during that conversation, one of us was wearing an astronaut's suit.
Would it happen to be the same one that did the rectal exam?
Yes.
No. I don't know.
What's the correlation? I don't see the correlation.
He's really bringing a lot to the team.
Yeah, Walter seems a little bit less zen than he was in the middle of the jungle. You checked into a room, and at this point, Louis is so frustrated, he walks door to door, knocking on each door to try and find out what's going on. You got a complaint, some attention, and an annoyed complaint from the other patrons in the hotel. And unfortunately, you found three doors which did not respond. You don't know why. At the same time, I believe Walter did some research and investigation. You found out a little bit more about the Liao. And Finnegan decided to go and search the back alley to maybe see what's happening with the cameras and see if there's anything else. While he was in the back alley, he did glimpse someone. He thought he glimpsed somebody turning the corner, but alas, nothing. And he thought he glimpsed something in the trash. And we found him, like you said, upside down in the trash, trying to find something, but came up empty. And the other three protagonists come to the rescue and they say, man, we're all in this together. And they try and dig through some trash. Hank comes up with absolutely nothing. Finnegan is now covered in banana peels and shit. And Louis finds himself with a 2x4 nail in his foot, heroin needles in his arm, and just in a really bad place. I believe saying, I just want to go home. After doing a terrible fumble whilst searching through the trash. Ugh. So, that's where we find ourselves.
Yeah, it is.
And I hope I did it justice, the shenanigans that you went through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to harp on the bad rolls anymore, but Jesus.
They were bad.
Our luck's going to turn around. I can feel it.
Definitely.
Okay, so...
That's how statistics works.
So we're in this alleyway. We saw someone in the alleyway, or we thought we might have seen someone in the alleyway.
It's almost like you see the edge of a foot as somebody is stepping out right. from a corner, you know?
Okay, going and I think that direction. Brad had mentioned last time, like, okay, guys, there's obviously something in this fucking hotel. I think that's obvious. Like, but, like, so when I look at, when I think about where we can go from here, I mean, from what I can tell, like, we really have four options. Or we have four leads as of right now. Sally. We still not have found. We know her car. We know she hangs out on Argyle. She might be back to the police station. Maybe not. We have Hotel Excelsior, which we already at. You know, which is, like, there's the cameras, there's the alleyway, maybe the alleyway being, maybe there's an access to an underground area. We have Dr. Bian and the Xiao Xiao American Alliance Association, which is, you know, and then we have Henrietta Cole. So
remind me who Henrietta Cole is.
She was the researcher from the University of Chicago who had done the report that
anthropologist,
right? She had, who had done the report that the Shua Shua were unhappy with, like looking into their culture and like making these claims about, you know, cannibalism and slavery and all that stuff.
That's,
and they were, so she exists. And oh, and, I'm sorry, was that mild incest? Is what you said?
Yeah. But just on the anthropological
level, as opposed to moderate or severe.
And with in that report, it was also mentioned that they have no word for love,
right?
And they also have a weird structure where instead of saying I love you, it's I respect your deference to my power.
By the way, wow. I don't mean to take up all the time here at the front. I had an idea. I listened back to the whole thing, to everything we've done in Reverb. Shay Twee, right? Shay Twee seems like a really cool guy. I'm wondering if Shay Twee is just like low down in this hierarchy, and if he's just being instructed to manipulate us.
Who's Shay Twee?
He was the owner of the restaurant who you did not get to meet yet.
Real
cool guy.
Where y'all had tea. And he told you, like,
where we had spicy pork buns out.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that turned y'all onto that it was derived by the Black Lotus, from the Black Lotus flower, basically.
There was another character.
Yes.
That was the tea Tien? Lady.
Oh, yeah. There's a tea lady and a restaurant. Yeah.
But at the same time, okay. Shay Twee, the restaurant guy, he seems like he's been pretty open with us. And it's like, and if he's specifically acting at the behest of someone, it's like, why would he be open with us? I don't know. So it's complicated. Anyway.
I'm going to leave it to y'all. Where
this beautiful couple comes in regularly to have food.
They are not a couple. there have been a lot of assertions that that Finnegan and...
handsome couple. Very beautiful.
You should read the fanfic.
There was the part where he was like, he's like, oh, you're back. Date night?
So y'all been here to him multiple times?
Yeah, he definitely knows us.
I'm going to leave it up to Finnegan and Louis to decide where we go, but I think Walter would... I mean, there's no real reason, if we're going to not metagame, for any of these characters to stay at this hotel. Like, we found nothing.
Well, what are you guys feeling? Let's not metagame. What are the characters feeling at this point?
I mean, they would have to leave.
Covered in
I feel
shit.
Like they would have to
damage.
Want
to
leave this place at this point. Like, we found nothing.
You have a point.
Louis, I feel like, is injured. He took 4 points of damage. That is a lot of damage to take. Like,
it's a bad roll.
Like, he took 4 points of damage. Louis is probably like, I mean, whatever he stepped on or got slammed in his face or whatever it is. I mean, Louis is injured. And, like, Louis would really like to go.
Probably has hepatitis.
And probably now has a few very unique and new STDs.
Hank will say, there's obviously nothing at this hotel worth discovering. Let's get back in the car and let me look at that foot. Louis looks bad.
Good Lord. We're never going to finish this. There's nothing at this hotel. Abandon this hotel.
Well, I think though, like, we know something's going on because of the surveillance, right? And Finnegan thought he saw someone. Like, and I agree with Brad about the metagaming thing. Like, we don't need to just, okay, let's just re-roll our search of the alleyway and just do it again. Like, I agree with that.
But, like, remind me, when I saw somebody, did I? You said they were there and then they were gone. Did I investigate?
Nope.
Because you failed now, the roll. I think is what it was. So it was
a natural. If you want to. Now, if Louis's foot's hurt, I'll understand if we want to rest in the hotel lobby. Maybe I can see if they have a first aid kit to wrap you up. If we wanted to spend more time at the hotel before going somewhere else.
Did we get a room?
We did.
Oh, we did get a room.
Yeah.
We could go to the room and let me...
Also, well, here, from Louis's perspective, again, we know that something's going on here. I don't know if Louis would feel safe. Like, literally staying here overnight. Because this is not, like, oh, it's just a cool place. We can get a room. Like, something's going on here. Someone's observing this place.
The cameras have seen you.
The cameras have seen us. Like, the idea of staying here does not seem like a good idea. And now Louis feels like he's not at his max, which he is not. So I think
they're... On the other hand...
What does Finnegan feel?
The only way we could... get more information about this hotel is to surveil it.
Well, and that's something, and you know, that's in Louis' bag of tricks. He knows he's all about scoping a place out. So maybe we can go get healed up, maybe surveil, or we can go either look for Sally, go track down Dr. Beyond, who we know how to contact and figure out where Dr. Beyond is, because Walt got contact info, or to go to the university and try to talk to Henrietta Cole.
Frankly, I think Walter would be interested in trying to... If we're already driving around, why don't we drive around and try to find Sally? I mean, she was the last person to talk to someone that completely disappeared. Besides us.
I don't know. Louis is down for whatever as long as he gets to do some healing.
Can Walter... when we get back in the car, can Walter do a medicine check on him?
Yeah,
we need tools. Like, do we need...
Well, medicine?
We need medicine.
I think Walter's got some stuff, doesn't he?
I
had a fucking spacesuit with him, so sure, right. Why not?
I do have a first aid kit. I'm sure that'll
let's
cure
give it
HIV.
To you. You guys get back to the car, being very... It's not gonna cure HIV.
Critical 77.
But
you got a 77?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Then according to the healing rules, I roll a d4 and then I double it because it's a critical.
Awesome.
So nice. Louis might be pretty good here. Never mind, that's a 1, which doubles to 2.
It's a good start. That is a 1, and you, sir, you can double that to a 2 to get 2 hit
to
points.
2 whole
back.
Hit points. Yeah. What the fuck is happening to us?
It's a good try.
Blessed. So blessed.
So you guys are in the car checking out this first aid kit. Walter knows exactly what he's doing, but the damage is pretty bad on this foot, so you only get 2
hit
points.
It turns out
back.
Once you pull out the piece of broken glass in the wound,
just starts bleeding profusely.
Walters goes into a fugue state because he sees blood. I can heal you as long as I don't see blood.
Seems like a right. Disadvantage as a doctor. But all right.
Well, okay. So, all right. So we're in the car, and Louis is gonna ask you. He's like, all right, hey, Walt, I really appreciate it. All right, guys, what are we doing? Do we want to head to Argyle and put this hotel on the back burner for a minute? Or do we want to hang out here? There's something here. I can feel it every inch of my being.
Louis, do you have any, specialties in surveillance? Like, you know, to set up some cameras? Do you know a guy that we could hire and leave him here and do some investigation while we go check something else out?
I mean, I guess I suppose if Jean... is amenable. Don't worry about it. I might.
He is the god in this world.
As you know, Jean, our Lord and Savior. I'm pretty sure, maybe I could kind of do a stretch. Maybe use my criminology contacts. Hell, it might even be a good way to kind of burn a little bit of some bond or something like that to see if we can get someone here. To watch this place for us.
Right.
I think that's a great idea.
Or I could use my criminology.
Who do you want to talk to?
Well, the thing is
that's your call.
Who are your bonds?
My bonds are Louis' bonds are Mary Marino, who is his mother, Dr. Petrov Abrinovic, who is one of his mentors, and his girlfriend Ashley.
Hmm. Well, but I mean, maybe just a...
Well, listen, I've really struck out recently with little Louis. You know, I could always give him a call, see if I can finally get something else, little son of a bitch. You know.
Well, I definitely don't want to stay near this hotel any longer, so I'm all for you getting some underling to survey this while we go do something else.
Jean, how would you feel about rolling a criminology for that? Would you, like, what's your feel? Would you, like, think of, like, hey, should I spend something else to do that? Maybe even spend some willpower or something?
No, that's good.
Okay.
Go for it.
Let's roll a criminology roll here. Let's see what happens. Let's see if I can pass a fucking roll. Oh, my God. Thank God. 62 under 65.
Turn around.
All right,
boys.
You give. Who's your contact? Is it little Louis? Is it somebody else?
I feel like, you know what? Fuck little Louis. He's gonna call someone else in the local kind of because again, like the Martinellis, like they're based in New York, so that's their, I think, their center of power. But they probably have some feelers and some people they've associated with. Louis's gonna reach out to I don't know. To Boris, who owes a favor to the family. He's gonna reach out and try to actually kind of utilize that. He's like, hey man, how's it going? You still in Chicago now?
Louis,
you still in Chicago nowadays?
I'm struggling with Russian accent at the moment.
Yeah,
but overall,
how's that new identity going? Sounds like you're still working on it.
Fuck myself up. I overthought it. Boris, he traveled a bit, but it's okay. What do you want?
Hey, man, listen. I got something I need someone to keep an eye on for me. Do you have a guy, or maybe two guys? You know, just sit in a car and watch a spot for me. Family business, you know? I'm just kind of curious. It comes and goings.
Yeah, it might cost a little bit. What will we do?
Just watch and report, really. Just kind of give us an idea.
No, Louis. What do we do in terms of payment?
Oh. I could owe you a favor, or I could burn some bond power. unless you know I could.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Burn and burn. Well, listen, why don't I owe you guys? I know you guys kind of have your own thing over here. Why don't I owe you a favor? You know, I do have a certain set of skills, and you know, and I would love to respect the relationship that we've built. You know.
Okay, look, Louis, I do this for you, but maybe first you give me favor.
All right, let's hear
bit
the
of
side
a
quest.
Bit of tit for tit, you know?
Yep.
Tit for tit.
Yep. Let's, where should I put the marker on my map? Let's let's get right in here.
Is that yes?
I want to hear the fucking request first, Boris, if you don't mind.
Louis, you phoned me for favor.
Yeah. I phoned you a favor and I told you what the favor was. So I feel like the favor for that favor should be returned.
But, you know, Louis, you know what we call you in the family? We call you Difficult Louis. Very Difficult Louis.
So catchy.
Difficult to talk to on phone calls, Louis.
Tell me the favor and I...
Okay, you need to go pick up some weapons. Is that okay? It's not difficult. You don't burn anything down.
I just
you
go
just
pick and
up
pick
some
up
weapon.
A package in a totally safe location where there's not going to be gunplay.
Deliver some weapons.
Okay, when does the pickup need to happen? When does the delivery need to happen?
Today.
Both of them? Does the whole delivery need to arrive?
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. I think we could do this. Let me talk it over with my guys, and I'll get back to you. I'll send you a text, and then you can just send me the address and shit, right?
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Later, difficult Louis. Later, Louis.
Later, later, old. Okay.
You're on speaker, and that is much better. The alliteration, yes.
It's much more attractive.
Yeah, he doesn't hear you.
All right, guys. What do you guys think about this? Do we have time to go do a detour?
I've got nowhere to be.
Yeah. It's the only way we're gonna keep an eye on this Excelsior Hotel. So. Yeah.
All right. He'll send the text over to Boris, you know, and say, okay. Oh, get the address. Cool. Are either of these dresses on Argyle Street? By chance?
No. Okay. No, they are not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You get an address, and it is somewhere in town. You can pretty much find your way there, and you can go whenever you like. Like you said, it may or may not be safe, but it seems clear that you're going to be picking up some weapons on behalf of Boris.
And I was thinking about this, actually. Keep in mind, we're in a 2005 Ford Mustang, which is a two-door car, and I was thinking back about when we first ran into Walt and the idea of squeezing him into the back seat.
It's modified, man. It's
modified.
Is it a four-door? It is a third seat. It's got a baby seat in the back. It's fine.
Can we get a nondescript Lincoln instead?
So let's head over there, and Louis, if
it's pretty late at night at this point, okay. So you're gonna go pick up some guns late at night.
Oh, it's night now.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's like, well, let's do that and let's roll some alertnesses. Some alertness.
Okay. All right, you guys roll up to this address. It is a pretty sketchy area. You kind of have that. You roll up really slowly, and you see there's another car parked on the other side. It kind of flashes its lights at you. You flash, you know, Louis knows the deal. He knows the protocol. Flash the lights back. And you see some guys, about four guys, get out of the vehicle. And it looks like they're carrying something pretty heavy. One or two big crates coming over to you. Louis is pretty alert. Looks like nothing suspicious is going down. But
No cops sitting down the street or anything.
No cops on the street. This looks pretty straightforward. And you're just going to have to make sure you play your cards right with these four nondescript Russian arms dealers.
Yeah, Louis will pull up, so there's a very, he'll like pull like right behind him, so basically they can unload from their trunk directly into his trunk, and okay. he's gonna kind of like, you know, shift in reverse, sticks it in park, and just says, just let me handle this to these guys. Like, he doesn't even want these guys to get out of the car.
No worries.
And he's gonna get out, and he's just gonna pop the trunk, and really not even say anything, he just wants this to happen.
Mm. So the four guys look at you, they nod, they understand this is no need to say anything. They know that you're the guy. Boris has obviously told them so. And you get this. You get the crate and you load it up.
Sean keeps rolling these dice, man.
I know.
You are ready to roll. All
right. Well, I say we just go straight to delivery. And
yep, okay. Agreed. Let's get this side quest that we just invented
done with. So done quickly
to the main story.
Okay, all right, we go to the address.
I'm not just wasting your time, to be clear.
Okay, look, we go to the address. We go to the address, and Louis right. rolls another alertness at the delivery address. He fails. 80 over 70.
Fails. Shit.
I'll take a look.
All right, look. What are you looking at?
Failure as well.
Fucking nothing. Well, the problem Walt's sitting in the back seat with a crate of weapons in his lap because it wouldn't all fit in the trunk. So,
okay, Walt, give me an intelligence check, please.
Where are we at? We're at the delivery spot. Yeah. I failed my intelligence. Oh, God. 87 over 80.
An intelligence roll, please.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So difficult, guys.
Why are we like
success?
Success!
Yay!
Alrighty.
Finnegan is like.
Sitting in the back seat because it's a big old crate, okay? This is obviously something pretty heavy. This is a big crate. And whilst Finnegan is idly musing about his time in the trash heap and figuring out this whole story, piecing things together, he's also trying to just self-soothe a little bit of his ego that's been inflamed by the presence of Walt. He decides to look at the logo on the box. He decides to actually just inspect it.
And the
logo on this box seems to indicate it's got a bit of a conical symbol. So two conical symbols with a pyramid in the middle, and it seems to say Academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-I.
You guys notice anything strange about this this logo on this box?
Louis, give me a criminology.
He's okay. Success.
It's a success.
Louis recognizes that this is some kind of militarized security firm. It's a former contractor type firm. It's some kind of underground for hire military contractors.
We're talking like a Blackwater type.
It's funny you mention that name.
Is that exactly what it is?
This is Academy's rebranding.
Blackwater's Academy rebranding. Is the real life rebranding of Blackwater after like all that negative flack in the Middle East. This is Academy.
So this is formerly Blackwater. This is some heavy equipment coming in from Blackwater, which you are now delivering to Boris.
Noted. Gonna have to make some calls back home. Let them know what's up.
All right.
Okay.
You guys drop this off at the address, and despite all the terrible rolls, on the plus side, you did not fumble anything in this terrible arms deal. But everything seems to be just fine.
What do you think was in the box?
Did you look in the box?
Is this a box that's nailed? Is this the box that's nailed shut, or a case that can be opened and closed?
It's one of those cases, but you guys have dropped it off already. I'm not
Because they have that. They have that slot. They have that slot in the door that's shaped like a weapons case, and you just put it through the slot in the door, right? That's like dropping off mail.
Yeah, it's like a mail delivery. Yeah, you just...
Okay.
Blah, as you drop it off.
Okay. So, we drop it off, and Louis texts the address of the Excelsior Hotel to Boris. Just says, job done. Need some guys on this address. Need to know ins and outs. You know, odd comings and goings outside of regular hotel-looking people.
Okay. Boris will send some guys and we'll see later on. But he texts you back. He says, no problem, thanks.
Does his accent come through in the text?
Mailman. Yeah. It's like slightly. Okay. Yeah. He says, thanks, mailman Louis, effectively in the text.
I will. I will not respond to that.
No, you know, it's a term of endearment. Oh. He just keeps making names up for you every time.
I say, we go and rest.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. That sounds reasonable. You guys, where are you going to rest? Back in your own places? Going back to the hotel?
Not the hotel.
Okay.
Well,
cool. You guys go home to your places?
You got something?
You rest up?
No. Well, we can go back to our respected homes. Let's figure out where we're going to meet tomorrow morning.
I don't know, like, we keep this Dr. Bian and the other lady, the other Xiao Xiao lady, they keep popping up. And I don't know, like, I mean, we could definitely, we know Sally is someone we need to find eventually. What are you guys thinking?
Frankly, I'm more curious about Sally. I mean, that was an odd incident we witnessed back at the police station, and she was the last person to see it, this individual besides us. I'd be quite interested to know what they had to say or where she hid this drug, because I searched them well.
Yeah, you did.
And I couldn't find anything.
What do you think, Finnegan?
He could have been on it. So you're not going to search his bloodstream.
Yeah, next time you got to drink his blood.
Next time I will.
How about first thing in the morning, we make an appointment with Henrietta Cole, and then spend the rest of the time going down to Argyle and looking for Allie.
Okay. Should be University of Chicago. I mean, she's an anthropologist, right? I mean, they probably got like a department, probably like a directory. Probably just go by, see if we can find her, right?
Right. You don't think we should
call
ahead?
We should call, too. Yeah.
I mean, she's a researcher that did the... Yeah, okay, I know. Gotcha.
Yeah, she did this article.
So we want to do that first, maybe?
First thing in the morning.
Okay.
First thing, make sure she's in the office, set up an appointment time. Go down to Argyle, just fucking drive around and look for Sally. Roll a couple luck rolls, you know what I'm saying?
As one does.
Some luck rolls here and there. No. All right, reset, update your character sheets. You guys sleep like little misguided babies.
How fucking dare you? We're doing the best we can. Louis is actually, for some reason, missing some willpower. So he's going to roll his 1d6.
Perfect, and you're
going to
heal
and
up
is
as
going
well
to then also roll a constitution check. Roll. Yes, let's see what we get on our constitution. That's a failure. He does not heal.
Okay.
But he's going to roll his d6 to get back. He gets back all of his willpower. Why was I missing? Why
awesome.
Was I missing willpower?
Good.
I don't even recall.
I can't remember.
But yeah, he's going to get back all his willpower.
All right. So you guys sleep well. You regroup in the morning. You say you wanted to go and spend some time at the university.
Well this is definitely probably Finnegan's, probably even more so than Walt's kind of bag, is dealing with the academics.
Yeah, Finnegan, why don't you give me a bureaucracy roll?
She wrote this paper, right? She wrote the paper saying on the ship about the...
She wrote the paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Success, 19 under 50.
All right, you get a phone number. I can cut ahead to this. So you get a phone number. You're able to chat to Henrietta Cole. She's pretty much retired at this point. Her reputation got a little bit tarnished after the paper that she released about the Chow Chow.
She still work for the university, or is she, like, not working for them anymore?
No. Okay. No, she's not working for the university anymore. This is, it came out at a bad time. It's a little bit of a ramping up of woke culture, and within all of that context of 2012, let's say, she pretty much got the equivalent of early cancellation before cancellation had a name. Despite the rigorous evidence that she went through, all the robust studies, the anthropological rigor that she put into this paper, the interview and the general bad press that she got from the interview with Amanda Klein. Sorry, the interview between Amanda Klein and Cho Chu Zhao, which is Dr. Bian's assistant.
Right.
She pretty much got cancelled and she's out of the game, effectively. Is there anything you wanted to ask her in particular?
She got... I mean, she was just like... There's a straight-up anthropological study with fact-based research, and she got canceled for just reporting the facts.
Mm-hmm. So the Shuashua American Advocacy Alliance... pretty much had enough weight to and enough like charm to pretty much
just
convince everybody that it was just racist pseudoscience.
Just stirred up stuff in the university and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask her specifically about Liao. and what she knows about it, specifically production in the city.
He keeps rolling them dice.
If that was a straight up luck roll, which I suspect it was, that's a failure.
Yeah, it's 53.
It was a failure. But she is an expert.
Yeah.
And she's an expert in anthropology and probably a bit of a historian, honestly.
Right.
And what she can tell you is that she pretty much, it comes up and you're like, oh, do you know anything about it? She says, no, but I know a bit of the history, and I don't know if this is of any use to you, but to the Greeks, in fact, the Shuashua were called the Tochoa, and they swept in during that time, violently ruled much of what is today's Afghanistan, before being pushed back into the Asian wilds in the 3rd century BCE by the Sassanid Persians. And nobody really knows where the Chuchu people hail from or what the term Chuchu means, but effectively she says they swept in and ruled a lot of Afghanistan back in 3rd century BCE.
Right, so you don't know anything about the liao, the flower that they use to make some sort of a hallucinogenic?
There's some fringe texts talking about mountainous regions, but I don't know much about any of that.
Aska,
that wasn't my focus. My focus was on the people.
Aska, after she published the article, like, did these people like come after her? Did they like threaten her or anything? Did they...
Right. Are they like a Scientologist? surveilling your house, flattening your tires, maybe even killing your pets.
She laughs.
I gotta say, I really admire the Scientologists. They know how to get things done. That Scientologist.
Finnegan Wood.
Tom Cruise. Did you have a better figurehead than Tom Cruise? The Tom Cruise.
I mean, science is in the name. It must be evidence-based and legit.
It must be legitimate.
Legit.
It has to be. Even though it's made by a science fiction writer, that can mean nothing.
Is this Henrietta Cole saying
that? This will get into trouble here.
L. Ron Hubbard is probably like Finnegan's hero, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm like, sure of it. I'm sure of it.
With the sheer manipulation.
She says that there was no personal threats or anything. It seemed like there was just a really strong, well-orchestrated campaign to smear her reputation. Everybody was very respectful. Everybody was, you know, aside from the brutal words that were had on the show and the kind of interview and how very, very effective they were at that messaging, there was no personal threats or any kind of personal safety concerns.
Can I... Right. If we're on speakerphone, can I ask you what's...
I figure we are now at this point, yeah. Boys.
What is your opinion on Dr. Bien?
I haven't met Dr. Bien in person.
Have you ever conversed with anyone she's been known to hang out with or email or anything?
Well, that's the odd thing. It's a little bit difficult. They're a very insular community, and they're a little bit difficult to meet in formal capacities. Hmm. I did go to their offices once, and they were very, very hospitable, but I did notice everything was very... it seemed a little bit cold. It seemed a bit cold. It seemed like it was a very controlled environment that I was entering.
Did you ever go down to... go ahead.
All good. That's it.
Did you ever go down to Argyle Street?
Oh, yes. There? Yes.
You ever buy drugs?
Like, yes, a little bit. What drugs did you say?
No.
Did you have any, like, contacts on Argyle that you, like, might have
interviewed? Yes. You should go to go to the restaurant and get yourself some pork ponsel. God, it's delicious. It is delicious.
Absolutely, goddammit.
It's a pork ganglia paste. It's a bit of a delicacy. I highly recommend it.
You know, you're on speakerphone. Listen, you wrote all this stuff about the mm-hmm. about the chocho, the shwa shwa, whatever we're calling them this week.
Those are all correct names.
Roger.
Interesting. Very interesting culture.
You know, you talk about, you know, the cannibalism and they don't use love and the
mild incest.
The mild incest and all these other taboos and stuff. But, you know, and you talk about them, you talk about they're very, very hospitable and, you know, nothing under the radar. Do you think that there's any part of the modern Shwa Shwa people who still, that these norms are still around? Like, or do you think it's a thin veneer? Did you get that feeling or you found evidence of that? Or do you think it's all in the past? You are the expert.
Well, by my analysis, which has been thoroughly discredited at this point, they do see that kindness as a perversion, and they have in the past definitely exploited this in other cultures. So they have used, and I think I experienced the brunt of this campaign. They currently struggle for that cultural identity, and this creates an imperative to dominate and betray and manipulate the outsiders outside of their community. So they definitely express this in their keen attention to the weaknesses of compassion-based cultures. As to whether that continues to this day, I'm certain of it. It happened after my study was released. They exploited the media and the compassion of the current culture to have my work pretty much fade into obscurity.
Interesting. You guys got anything else?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, there's...
Listen, we've got your number. Like, if something comes up later, we'd love to reach out to you. One last question. Anyone recently around you gone missing?
Not that I know. That's an odd question, but no.
Yep,
everybody's fine. Thank you for asking. You're such a sweetie.
Just checking in. What sure was everybody's just where they were.
Just what exactly about the environment was so controlling? You said you went in and met with the Shwa Shwa. You said, but well, it seemed like you might have went to meet with Dr. Bien, but didn't necessarily find her face to face.
No. I think the officers were just very clinical. It was very clear that there were cameras everywhere. It's not an embassy.
Would you call them flat? Would you say the place was extremely flat?
Very much. Very, very flat.
You said cameras.
Flat surfaces. Cameras, very flat.
Interesting.
That's a weird observation. I never really thought of that.
Yeah.
What do you know about
I want to do
rituals.
Rituals?
Joshua.
Walt is trying to derive, but you can't really tell if she's being sincere or anything like that. Yeah. In terms of rituals, I know they're ancient rituals.
With shaman?
No, mostly just around the slavery and those kinds of things.
Specifically, I'm talking about rituals that involve the flower liao.
I think through my research, I did like understand that there were these rituals that took place. The way I pursued it was mostly around the rituals of slavery, but
slavery.
I didn't get much more from that. In my mind, look, I'm aware that I've got blind spots as an anthropologist and everything. When you're a hammer, as they say, everything's a nail. So I looked at their social structures and their cultures and the way that they're organized and the slavery aspect to it and the power struggles that they incorporated. That was my main focus.
Interesting.
So I'm afraid I can't help you on anything else.
Right. Well, thanks for your time. Is it all right if we call you back if we have any questions?
Certainly.
I got anything else?
No. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good chatting with you, Mr. Eckhart. And if you are ever coming back into academia, you just put in a good word for me, if you can.
Certainly. Toodaloo. Click.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Oh, man.
So, Argyle?
Yeah, or should, so.
Or we could call the Russians and see if they saw anything overnight.
I mean, Louis can send that text on the way. Any ins and outs, especially that back alleyway, you know, he'll send that text.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 40 from Jean.
Oh, you know, I'm not rolling for that. I'm rolling for unrelated things. Thank you very much.
What you're going to have for lunch.
Something else. You guys do not get pork buns out. I'm sorry. Bad luck.
Last time we ate pork buns out, you did a roll to see if we were going to have diarrhea later. So, I feel like it's something we should avoid.
I forgot. This game is shenanigans.
Right. So
I want to go to Argyle Street next. Yeah. And just see if we can find Sally.
See if we can find Sally.
All right.
I mean, okay. we've got the guys. We got Boris's boys. You know, doing their thing.
Cool. You'll wait on that text from Boris. Yeah. You're going to go cruise around Argyle.
Because we know her car. We know what she looks like. We know supposedly she's homeless. Supposedly. So,
but she has a car.
Let's go on a cruise.
All right, you're cruising through Argyle. Sweet baby Jesus. You're cruising through Argyle. And finally, you catch a glimpse of the car.
Oh my
it's
God.
The same plates.
Oh,
it's the same car.
I believe it.
Looks like our luck is changing, boys.
It is parked in the corner somewhere. You know that Argyle's a really, really busy place, so
nobody.
I don't know how she got parking, but she's
nobody
parked.
in the car.
Give me an alertness, just to
no
double check.
Problem.
What's up?
That is a 72 over 71.
Finnegan.
It looks
roll
locked
well.
And empty. It seems.
The car.
Guys, just stop fucking trying. Just stop trying.
No, Walt, do an alertness.
The car is locked. It's just a dead car. You see a dead car.
I want to do a search on the car.
Like, go up and, like, look in the car a little
search
bit.
Search the dead car.
We all jump out of the Mustang.
Okay, when you say
still driving,
failure.
When you say
crashes
dead,
into a building.
And that's another failure. Okay, Jean, when you say dead, do you mean this is a car that looks like it hasn't run for a while?
No, I just don't want you to keep looking at this fucking car.
No. All right.
Is there anyone around? Is there anyone else around in the area?
You don't see anybody. You've seen a car.
I mean, Argyle Street is not...
Argyle's
busy. It's
busy. It's really
and
busy.
Like you say, she's parked in a place. It's like is it weird that she has a spot right here? Is that kind of thing or okay?
No. She must have been here really early in the morning.
Okay.
Are there any businesses immediately around that catch our eye?
The usual ones. Nothing out of it's Argyle's business as usual. It's fucking busy. So if you were to see her, you would have to be very lucky.
Is what you're saying. All right. So I say we need to park up and we probably need to stay within distance of the car and we probably just need to observe this car. And like we don't have to talk to her. We can just see where she goes and we can observe kind of like through the rest of the afternoon. I mean, we're still in the morning, I think.
Okay. Yes.
But we can just kind of hang out here and just kind of wait for her for a little while.
Right.
Okay. Even if we see her and she doesn't get in the car, we can see where she goes in Argyle Street. If she gets in the car, we can follow her.
Okay. You guys are hanging out in the car, doing your stakeout thing. It does not smell yet in the car, because you haven't spent that much time. Although, No, you did. You went home and you showered. You got the nail out of your foot, so you don't smell like absolute garbage, even though you may feel like it. Characters, not us. Players. Okay. Characters feel like garbage, not
for
the
differentiating.
Your phone rings.
Whose?
Is this the burner?
It's the burner.
God, all right, guys, buckle up. That's everybody's favorite handler. Hey,
boyos, man, you sound like you're happy. What's up? What's up, Louie?
Yeah, you called me, to be frank. So what?
True. I thought his name was Foyle.
His name is Foyle.
Yeah.
Oh.
My name. I was gonna play that joke, but you beat me to it, Walt. Walt, what's been happening? How are these two assholes doing? Have you managed to accelerate their progress? What's happening? What do you need?
Oh, yes. we've made tons of progress. We found possibly a Hotel Excelsior where there might be.
Oh, yeah. Funny thing that I've been getting complaints.
You're from getting Excelsior?
I've been getting complaints
all the
from
way
people.
At the DEA for us knocking on doors at
getting
a hotel.
Well, Louis, you smartass, you know what a complaint means to me?
What?
That means that trouble's brewing, my friend. Yeah. That means that you've rustled enough feathers for people to take notice. We don't like that. That's not great. That's not good. No points, Louis. No points. Lots of notes. No points. Aww.
I was hoping to get some points today.
So you guys need to tighten your shit up.
All right. Listen, Foyle. Listen, I know the whole equipment thing has not been great. We've got a vehicle.
What do you mean?
That
silencer.
They were great.
You got my link.
I did get the link.
Did my text
come
through?
I'm really going to use that. Okay. It's going to be super good.
Thank you. I've done it. I tried. I've never actually tried it. But my buddy and I, we used to do some shit in the backyard. We burnt it. We burnt couch once. We should try.
Wild children, I suppose. Listen. We have a vehicle that we might have some need on tracking. Like, do you maybe have like a? You think you might be able to look into getting us something to track a vehicle remotely?
Oh God. Well, fine. You hear like the PlayStation sound, you know, it's like the pause menu pops up. It's like, oh, okay, I'm logged in right now. What do you want? What do you need? Who are you looking for?
I saw you just rolled a 98, so it might not matter.
Actually, the system's just crashed.
Jesus Christ.
And you just hear the PlayStation voice
back
and
on.
There's like God of War.
Listen,
playing
if
in the
I
background.
Send you a license plate, do you think maybe you get some track? Or literally, if we could get a tracking device that we could install on the vehicle and perhaps.
We cannot overstate how close we are to getting to the bottom of this case. I mean, this car could.
Walt.
I'm in the middle of a persuade check. I mean, this car is possibly owned by the last person that was saw to have disappeared at the hands of this horrible, horrible drug. Persuade.
All right, give me a persuade.
Success. 34 under 60.
That's a success. All right. Walt, I cannot overstate how disappointed I am with how little progress you guys have made, but I will send you a tracking device. It's gonna take a while though. When do you need this thing by?
As soon as possible, man.
Right. Do you have an address? Where am I sending this thing? I'll send it to, I guess, your house, Louis. I think I've got your
in
address.
Send it
sure.
to the deli.
No.
I'll send you the address for the deli. Don't look into
okay.
the deli.
Oh,
don't look
right.
into
I just
the deli. Just send it there.
Feel like. You guys are fucking around. All right, I've got important work to do. I'll send you a tracking device. It'll probably be there tomorrow.
Yeah, you doing like a? You trying to 100%? You trying to get all the achievements or what? Like are you a completionist?
Oh no, no. This is important work. This is research.
Okay.
This PlayStation is tax deductible.
I would love one day, Foyle, for us to have a relationship where we can be honest with each other. That's what I want.
I don't think that's going to happen. I will see you later. Bye-bye.
This fucking guy.
All right, what do you... I say we continue to observe here.
I hate him as much as you do.
Yeah, I wonder how hard it's going to be able to find
this. You'll get
that
tracking device tomorrow.
Car again. That's my only concern.
Yeah.
Did we have to roll to find the car, or did we just found it when we were driving down?
No, you just found
okay.
it.
Okay. Just so presumably maybe we won't have to
see anything.
Okay. Let's continue.
Roll to go to the optometrist and improve your alertness.
Improve our eyesight. Dace, you got something you thinking? Or
fucking watch the car until goddamn Sally comes back.
Well, we have two things. All right. We can watch the car, and we're also waiting for info on the hotel. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a text.
I mean, the only other thing.
You get a text back.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, you get a text back from Boris. He says that it looks like a regular old hotel. He does also note the cameras. There's a lot of cameras. And he says that those are not standard. Those are definitely ad hoc cameras. He says that the guys were snooping around the back of the back alleyway. And they noticed that there was a window open in the back alleyway at the top of the hotel. That might be accessible through the fire escape.
Wait, say that one more
other
time.
Other than that, he says nope.
He said
there was a fire escape. That seemed to be going to an open window at the middle top floor of the hotel.
Yeah. I say, okay. A lot of emphasis on this fire escape.
Yeah, the fire escape thing's been hit multiple times. Here's the thing, Louis, I think, is feeling like, listen, guys, I feel like we can't get more fucking observed at the hotel than we already have been. At this point in time, I'm starting to feel
Sally,
like...
The only other option lead is... The doctor,
Sally.
You know.
Sally
no,
the
sorry. Well, we find Sally eventually, but the only other like fresh lead is Dr. Bian. Go interview her. But yeah, what are you going? You're saying maybe go back to the hotel.
I still think we need to wait for Sally. We need to kind of, if we have this opportunity with her car, if she's homeless, she lives in a car. She's gonna come back to the car. You know, she can only be as far away as she can walk.
Right.
So, I say, you know, if it's in the morning now. I say maybe, and Jean keeps rolling these over 50 fucking rolls.
You guys also realize that maybe Sally's a bit shook up after just visiting her friend. Literally one of her friends. And
oh, they had a close relationship?
He just disappeared in a violent, violent incident that she gets. You know, she's got feelers, but
they've
just heard this. So I don't think you're going to find Sally. Or it's going to be something special that happens for you to find Sally. But she's probably hiding. So who
How
knows
she
whether
know
this car
he,
is here
he
because she got here. I can't answer that for you, Brad. She just knows.
She just knows.
God damn it.
All right, hotel or Dr. Bian? What are we thinking?
There's something funny about that hotel. I just can't get it out of my mind. I say we go back to the hotel.
Right, back to the Excelsior.
I mean, unless you've got a better idea.
I wonder how often Delta Green agents just don't crack the code. Just don't figure it out. Mm-hmm. Give up.
Yeah. All right, let's...
It's worth noting
Thanks for
that
the
you
help.
Did also...
Back to Excelsior.
You guys seem to have done the side quest, which the handler must have done for some kind of reason, and you derived a name, a Blackwater/Academy.
Oh,
name
they might be the ones doing the observation
box.
Oh,
so I don't know.
I
Louis
pulled that out of your ass.
Probably has some insight into Academy, seeing as it has some criminology. So maybe give me an intelligence check, Louis.
All right. God bless you, Jean, for giving us all the opportunities in the world.
I'm trying.
That's a 655.
It's a goddamn success.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Let me tell you guys all the things I know about Academy and how they might be related to this.
No, not that easy. I'm sorry. Louis knows some people that he might be able to phone to get information about Academy. There's maybe some people that his organization has used in the past.
Yeah.
So you could maybe find out a little bit more about Blackwater and Academy, and you could probably even talk to Boris about
this. I'll call Boris.
I mean, he's in business with him. Maybe he... And in the same town, maybe he knows something about this hotel.
Yeah, you know, I'll...
Okay.
I'll call up Boris, you know. And, you know. Right. Hey, Boris, and you're and yes. You, I'm here. I am Louis talking to you, and you're totally... your totally accurate depiction of your last accent that has not changed. You are the same person, and your accent has not changed in this amount of time. Listen.
Is this a northern or Rush or southern Russian accent?
Yeah, like...
Lazy Louis.
Yep, that's...
Lazy Louis.
The alliteration, you are getting it.
What?
That's good.
What do you need?
Listen, man.
What do you need?
Look, I'm gonna shoot straight with you here. That stuff we delivered for you from Academy, right? You know, yes. I mean, you know, our crew, you know, we have some work. We do some work with them, too. You know, I can appreciate you're a businessman. You know anything about these guys and any of this stuff that's been going on at this hotel? I mean, look, I get it. Nothing's free in this world, right? But boy, it's like, you know, I'm in the middle of something here, and I know it's in your fucking backyard. And you know about it.
Give me a charisma roll. And that's going to be Louis.
Okay.
Not the best.
I'm going to use juice.
I know how bad.
I'm going to...
Oh, smart.
Ooh, I'm going to use my juice.
Use
juice. I will remind you guys that Louis' charisma is an 8. His distinguishing feature is that he has a short fuse.
I mean, okay. He has a... I guess persuade is kind of low as well.
His persuade is not super great either, to be frank.
They're not great either.
But so, where did I record my
All right.
Just keep burning willpower if you fail this as well.
are we pulling that rule over here as well?
Yeah.
I thought it was for all rolls.
I was even thinking about it. We should have actually done that while you were searching in the trash heap.
Okay, so my juice is gone.
You definitely have juice. Okay.
Yeah, well, I see where I have it. I just, so I'm going to make my juice 0. And so we're doing, taking plus 20 for juice. Is that how we've done it?
Yes.
All right. It's going to bring me up to 60% on this.
Nice.
Let's hit it.
Let's
hit
see
it.
What happens. Yes! 10 yes, under 40.
Yes. You know what? Louis, I
of
like
course,
you.
I like you too.
I like you, Louis. I'm not supposed to talk.
I really like
this you,
Boris.
I love you. I love it. Louis, we've been dealing with Academy, and they've been giving us weapons, and there's also contractors. We need contractors regularly. There's maybe somebody in the hotel. His name is Jacob. Jacob Simmons.
That it, and it, in English, that would be Jacob, correct?
That'd be Jacob Simmons.
I'm fucking living, with you, boys. I'm fucking with you, man.
He's staying there, or he works there?
We are in talks about some work he's done. He's done some work for contracting for good, I don't know, long ago, but... Yeah, we want to talk to him to get him back on record. He needs to do some work for
us. So you haven't been able to contact Jacob recently?
No.
Interesting.
So we just ordered weapons. You know how it is.
But Jacob is your contact guy, typically. But you've had trouble getting a hold of him.
No. We want to hire. We want to hire him.
Is this for your... I don't want to... I don't know how secure this line is... Is he a waste removal specialist, or is he more of a logistics kind of guy?
He does bit of this,
okay,
bit of that.
Roger. I can appreciate.
Give me another. You know what? Give me a. Give me another charisma. All no right. Cap.
This is just my regular charisma. I don't have another juice.
Mm-hmm.
2640.
That's a success.
Okay.
All right, the tide's turning. He tells you he come from Afghanistan, actually, a good while back, Jacob.
He's
got good expertise, but I'm sure he's seen terrible things.
Interesting. So he was a soldier? Well, he's with the academy, so yeah. Okay.
Yep.
From Afghanistan, interesting. Boris, I really appreciate that. You wouldn't happen to know this guy's room number?
No.
All right. Boris, you are wonderful.
But it's weird. It's weird you ask me to look at hotel and Jacob. He's in hotel. It's weird.
It's weird.
If you see him,
tell him.
You tell him to call Boris.
You. You are a good business opportunity for him. I will. Boris, you're a doll. Can you keep those guys on the hotel? We might be by there ourselves a little later, but
okay, they'd be there.
All right, cool. I'm not asking them to go to bat for us or nothing, but, you know, I mean, hell, who knows?
Oh, they'd be there.
Okay.
How many guns you need?
How many guns you got?
Did you look in the case?
No, boys, I respected your privacy.
I think you forgot.
How dare you?
Okay. Lazy Louis, I'll see you later.
All right. Love you. Bye. All right, guys. We have someone new to ask about at the hotel. It's also worth noting. Might have something to do with this top floor open window that might really narrow our search if we can't get a hold of this Jacob Simmons. Also,
surely can we? Was that who went around checking?
I did.
Louis. Do you think that top floor was one of the doors that did not open?
Was it?
Surely he would know that.
Who would know that?
Because Louis
went around knocking on the doors. Were there any of those?
Let's see if Louis has good spatial perception.
What do you want for that?
I mean, this is pretty piss poor. If he cannot literally tell that if that was one of the doors he knocked on was on the top floor facing a certain direction.
The problem is that his immune system is just going wild with all these new infections he has. So it's really taking it out of him.
All right, I'm not going to fuck with you anymore. I'm sorry. At this point, it's just trolling. You can probably derive that it was one of those windows. Right. Yeah, one of the windows and one of the doors that didn't
reply. I think I might know which door it is. We might be able to... There might be a different employee at the desk. Not the one we dealt with last time.
We'll see if you roll.
Louis, is this man dangerous?
This guy, if he's a contractor in Afghanistan, I mean, Academy doesn't just hire any regular dudes. By the way, didn't Henrietta Cole mention to us that at some point in time, I mean, keep in mind the Himalayas, they do go all the way to Afghanistan. Didn't she mention that these Chocho guys made it all the way to Afghanistan, that they pushed all the way across? Is that a coincidence?
And then they got pushed out of Afghanistan
by the Persians. So, like, I mean,
well, maybe this guy's been over to Afghanistan where they used to occupy and, you know, something about the culture.
Or maybe he fucking found some layout while he was there.
Could be.
The source.
Let's go. We have the fire escape. If necessary.
Yes, well, maybe let's just try knocking on the door. Suspicious.
Or even go to the front desk, see if we can convince them to give us a key card.
Maybe the front desk first, but I was gonna suggest maybe something crazy, like...
Yeah?
I go to the front door, try to knock, gain his attention, while one of you sneak in through the window.
Yeah, I hear that just soldiers love to be snuck up on.
They love being surrounded.
Well, hear me out. This man we don't know surely isn't just going to straight up and tell us he has drugs in his apartment. What do you want me to roll?
Intelligence.
Success. 40 under 80.
Okay. Walt pays attention to Finnegan's comment about soldiers being snuck up on, and he also remembers that there are a lot of cameras.
Oh.
And at this point, Walt probably puts two and two together, and he realizes that those cameras are probably this guy's cameras.
Oh.
Okay.
And he does not want to be snuck up on. And you think it's going to be a hard task to actually sneak up on a ex-Afghan.
This guy's probably like an ex-special forces or something. You know,
It would still be cool.
You're right, it would be. So I think that should be our last thing. Okay, I think first thing we do, I think probably the first thing we do, we go knock on the door, we say, hey, we've got a business opportunity from Boris, get him to open the door voluntarily. If that doesn't work, we go to the front desk, see if we can convince them to give us a key card. If that doesn't work, then maybe we do the fire escape, breaking the door combo.
Right. I like it. I like the plan.
Alright.
To be fair, my thing was gonna... that plan would be, like, kind of distract him at the door.
While we...
I agree we don't do it. That be the first option.
With his camera screens everywhere.
Probably,
he's gonna, like, there's a guy
this
at the door.
Dude probably
and other
has
people
a,
no, no, no.
This
like,
guy probably has a claymore on the fucking front door. It's probably booby trap.
Yeah, gotta watch out for those claymores.
And why is the window open? That's so suspicious. It's like he's trying to lure people into it.
Or that's how he's been going in and out. Like, he's not even using the front door of the hotel. He's just using the fire escape for in and out.
Right, and when he leaves, he just says, ah, fuck it, I'll just leave it open. Roll the dice.
Finnegan, you're lucky I like you. Right?
All right, that's probably a good place to wrap it up. You guys have...
we have a plan.
Circling the terrain. You've got a plan. The weird thing, you know what's weird?
What's that?
You guys haven't seen anything weird. Isn't that weird? That's weird.
I feel like it's because we keep asking the wrong questions and getting terrible rolls is why.
That's an answer from Joe, not from me.
I think next session I'm going nuclear.
Well, I don't know. Like, I get the feeling that things... Like, we have something now that's like... We have an answer to what's going on in this hotel. I don't know. I feel optimistic.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we get this tracker tomorrow, we don't necessarily have to use that on the car either.
Right.
You could use it on the hotel.
Yeah. See if it goes anywhere.
All right, John.
I'm being sassy now. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. This was a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
For being good sports as well and dealing with my trolling. Yeah. But I'm trying to troll constructively as much as possible.
Right.
You guys are just... You're really rolling
We're
so badly.
A bad time, man.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But things are turning around and you're finding out what's happening. So... Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Everyone.
Joe, do you want to advertise
all
the
you
stuff?
Very much.
Where to find us? Joe, where do we find
on
us?
On all the links that are in the description of wherever the
question
hell you're
and
watching this. You know?
And if you like the show, what do?
If you really like the show and you want to get the episodes a week early, consider Patreon. It's just $3 a month. You buy us a cup of coffee. It really helps out.
Only three bucks?
Only.
Only $3.
Deal.
Yeah, but it really helps us. We really
this is
it.
Called a butt plug, where you plug
right
it
at the end,
really badly.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the back end.
No, I just made that up. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say butt something else.
Yeah.
Kind of love it.
But listen, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, like depending on wherever you are, like give us a like leave us a comment, like leave us a review or
leave us some hate mail. Tell us how poorly we're playing this campaign.
Some good old-fashioned hate
really
mail.
Shit on us.
Yeah, give them your email
and
address,
also give
Dace.
Us reminders.
So he can send
can
that
reach
to you directly.
Give us reminders.
Personally.
Give us reminders about the fucking mechanics that we invented and to use them again.
Right.
That is useful.
But yeah, we really appreciate it, everyone. Thank you so much. Mention us to a friend, someone who's like-minded.
Or an enemy.
Or an enemy, for that matter.
Or
if you want
enemy.
To ruin someone's
if
day.
You hate them.
Give them our podcast. All right, John, you want to take it out?
Cool. everybody, thank you again. And remember, stay safe and stay sane.
Bye.
Peace.